One of the stars from Thursday night's win over the Pittsburgh Steelers, the man to my left, DeMarvis Johnson, Eagles wide receiver, joins us here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. And congratulations on a fine preseason debut.
Thank you. Really appreciate it.
How much fun did you have out there?
Had a lot of fun. Just was great going out there playing football again. Kind of nervous a little bit before the game. Got the butterflies out, and it just was a game after that.
So in terms of time, how long had it actually been since you were in a game?
I want to go back maybe a year and a half.
Wow.
Something like that.
Was it a big adjustment to the speed of the game?
At first I thought it would be. Once I got in, I think I was playing a little too fast. Mm-hmm. Then I kind of calmed it down a little bit, and it kind of got slower for me. I mean, the guys helped me out a lot. Jason Avant, you know, just told me stay focused and just play the game like I've been playing it all my life.
DeMarvis, Jeremy Maclin doesn't play. Here's the, early in the game, you get the first call. Can you kind of go back in the huddle? What was it like?
It was crazy. I mean, I went to line up, and Jason was like, little buddy, this may be your shot right here. So, I mean, kind of going out, I kind of thought, I had a great chance of getting the ball on the first play of the game. It felt pretty good, man. Vic, he looked for me early in the game, got me a ball. I got comfortable, and after that, it felt pretty good.
Did the butterflies go away after that?
A little bit, definitely. Yeah. I mean, but if you don't have butterflies, I mean, you're not ready to play the game. So, I mean, it felt great just to be out there and playing once again.
All right, take us through the big touchdown play. Nick Foles does a good job escaping pressure, steps up in the pocket, moves to the right. From your perspective, what happened on the play?
First of all, it just was a great play call by Coach Marty. Just going out, Marty Gilliard came in motion. He kind of took the guy out for me. I knew I was going to have one-on-one coverage. Nick kind of got pressured out, but he did a good job keeping his eyes downfield and hit me. And after that, I felt the defender on me, so I just tried to get in the end zone.
They say that in the NFL, when you are in front of the pack, it's like a pack of wolves chasing you, and that's really the speed that you should be timed at. Did you feel that?
Yeah, definitely, man. I felt those guys on my heels, and I didn't want to get caught on the 1 yard line or the 5. I just wanted to give us a little momentum and get in the end zone and just get the game started for us.
Express the joy of crossing the goal line.
It was kind of crazy. All the guys was like, you didn't celebrate or anything, and I was like, man, honestly, I wasn't really thinking about anything. I mean, I never really celebrated before. I went to the sideline. I kind of soaked it all in. Kind of meditated for a little while. It just felt great just being out there, knowing my family and friends were watching. Yeah. And also my son was at the game, so it felt
nice.
Really good.
Yeah, I mean, I imagine that as soon as that happens, your phone is blowing up, right? After the game, did you look at it and say you have all these texts and all these voicemails and all these well-wishers saying congratulations?
Definitely had a lot of texts and missed calls, but, just friends and family from home just telling me they're proud of me, congratulating me. And, I mean, it just felt real good.
All right, DeMarvis, another part of the game that you are giving – you're all and getting a great look at is the punt return game, and you had a big return. There's got to be a difference in speed in coverage at this level, yes?
Yeah, definitely different. Those guys, they came down real aggressive. Our guys did a great job of setting up the wall, making great blocks for me. I made a few guys miss. Could have gotten the end zone, but, I mean, it was a spark. Even though it got called back, it was a spark for the team, I think.
So what does this kind of game do for you in your mind?
It just gets me motivated for the next game. Just going out, having a pretty good game, just trying to go out next game and do the same thing. And just basically at the end of the game, just helping our team win.
But it doesn't make you feel like, hey, I've arrived. I've accomplished something. I'm going to make this team. I'm going to be an outstanding – none of that stuff.
Never. I never felt like that. Even being in college, I was a two-time All-American. I mean, just felt good. Just going out having a great work ethic, because you know there's guys ahead of you and guys behind and watching you. So at the same time, you just want to go out and just stay focused and try to get better at something each and every day without tried to do.
We spoke to you early in training camp, DeMarvis, and I wonder now that it's 3 weeks in, how's the mental side of it been? How's the body held up for you? What's the whole thing been like for you?
It's been pretty good. Everything I expected. Just coming out, taking a few hits in practice by the guys. I mean, going out, playing against somebody else where you get to hit them. At the same time, my body feels pretty good. On the mental side of it, I'm got the playbook down pretty well, so now I'm just playing, not really thinking anymore, just going out there and playing, so now my play is faster.
Is it faster? Do you notice the difference between now and, like, May or June?
Definitely. I was coming out not really knowing which spots I had to be in, so I kind of was like a robot just trying to run exactly how the coaches wanted me to do it, but now I kind of got a feel for things, so now I can just go out and play my game.
I wonder, last question, when you make a big play, like you did a couple of times on Thursday night, what do the coaches say to you? Is it really positive feedback at that point, or is it kind of still very instructional?
it's very instructional at times, but definitely positive. Coach Marty, Coach Reed, they gave me an opportunity, gave me a few play calls, and I just tried to take advantage of it. I mean, our team, man, it shows on the resilience of our team. We were down a lot of points, and we came back at the end, had a game-winning drive, so it felt good. Even Trent Edwards, he came in and ran it like a vet, what a vet that he is, and we really looked good towards the end of the game.
I thought everybody was genuinely excited about the way things, and people... They say, you don't want to win in the preseason. It feels a lot better to win than it does to lose, no matter preseason, regular season, or tiddlywinks.
Definitely, man. Every time you can get that W, it feels great.
Hey, DeMarcus Johnson, we thank you. Good job, man.
Thank you.
Keep it going. Yes, DeMarcus Johnson in studio on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.